Welcome to the Young
Echo
Podcast
with your hosts, PJ and PG. All right, everyone, welcome back to our third installment of the Young Echo Podcast.
It's December.
It's December.
Christmas time is here.
I'm dreaming of a rainy Christmas.
I wish it was white. I wish I could really dream.
So I've never had a white Christmas ever, have you?
What? Okay, yeah. I grew up in Michigan.
So you had
I've had white Christmases and I miss them so much. And this year it looks like we're not going to get one. Not in Tennessee, Georgia, where we're at.
No. Are you traveling for Christmas?
No, I'm not. So I won't even get one that way. Yeah. But anyways, we can watch a movie. Or we can experience it on the television or dream only of white Christmas.
Dream only. Yeah. Well, before we go any further into this, because I want to explore this Christmas thing, because I love Christmas.
Christmas
I love
is good.
It. Yeah. We want to make sure you know who we are. Hey, yeah. I'm PJ. And
PG.
And I am the youth and summer camp director. And you are?
Young adult with ACF Public Campus Ministries. Loving it.
Just in case this is your first podcast with us, which is a good chance because this is only our third one.
Yes.
And we do have a guest with us this week, and we'll include him in early today. So today we are going to highlight a young adult within our conference.
Young adult doing young adult ministry. Ooh, I love that. That's awesome.
Wow,
making disciples as a young adult.
That's amazing. And so why don't you introduce yourself? Who are you?
My name is Jordan.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan is here with us.
Nice. Do you have a last name you want to share with us, or do you want to keep that incognito? I don't care if you want to keep it incognito.
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis. All right. Okay. That's a good solid name. Jordan Davis.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Sounds like a basketball star. I don't know why.
It does. Jordan Davis.
It is? Okay. Yeah. What do you know what team?
He was with Georgia Bulldogs, but I think he's with the Eagles now.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right.
And both those names can be last names as well.
Yes. You got two last names and
maybe two first names.
Yeah.
Because Davis is a good
I have met Davis's.
Yeah.
Have you? As a first name, yeah.
So this is unique. Usually you'll meet somebody that has two first names or two last names, but you got two of both.
But Davis is more of a last name, but it works like an old money name. That's Davis.
Old money.
You have old money? I mean, I have some old money, but it's not worth anything.
Yeah, it's just
that kind of old money. I have a penny that's been sitting in my nightstand for
it. Growing up, I had a quarter, or maybe not a quarter, some kind of coin from like 1849. But I don't know. It's somewhere. So it's old money.
Ooh, you might need to find that.
I might need to find
it. If it's a penny. Too.
I don't think it's a penny. I think it was big. I don't know where it was even from, but it said you could say it was 1849 somewhere. I was like, maybe something, maybe worth a cent and a half.
Because now pennies are
done. That's true.
They've minted their last ones.
Yes. We should go get some.
Yeah. We should.
2025. I heard people doing that. I heard people getting just.
So many are going to get them that it does not. They're not going to be worth anything. Yeah. All right, well, let's continue on this Christmas thing. Jordan, you like Christmas?
Yeah, it's good.
Wow, that was very convincing. Yeah.
He said maybe.
All right. PG, do you like Christmas?
I do.
Two kind of Scrooges here already.
I do like to play the Scrooge. I do like to, bah humbug and like a little bit. I do like just to tease people because you have to I do love Christmas and I love giving things. I love the time off with the kids. Mm. I do love Christmas and I love snow, but I do like to just bah humbug it every once in a while. And I don't like early
Christmas.
Yeah, I want to rile people up. I love it.
Wow.
I don't like early Christmas music or early Christmas
decoration.
So what?
Okay, let's get into this. This is always a controversy. What's early for Christmas music?
Okay, when I was a young adult, back a few many years ago, I liked it the month of December, play Christmas. So a few days after now I'm like, okay, Thanksgiving time, we have it, but I'm not like, you know, Thanksgiving November 1 or like early. I don't want it in July. Like I need it around Christmas time for me. Cause I'm like, I guess I hear it and I'm like, oh, time off, but not in July or not in November 1. I'm like, oh.
All right. I know Christmas music in July. I'm 100% for that. And I'm fine if we don't do it starting in October, though there's a holiday in October that I refuse to observe or think it's a holiday.
Okay.
Sorry if that's controversial, but I just think it's bad. So
I don't get it.
No, let's not get into it. Anyways, I just totally ignore that holiday. And so Thanksgiving, I think, is so for me, the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm with you.
Or
I'm
even the evening of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
The evening of Thanksgiving, really?
Yeah, even the evening of Thanksgiving, because once Thanksgiving
Friday
over.
Friday after.
Yeah, well, yeah, that would be the next day.
Avoid shopping. Yeah, oh, yeah. And yeah, set up. I could do that.
Okay. So the day after Thanksgiving, that's a good solid benchmark for it.
I will tell you though, for Christmas decorations, real quick, if I did set them up, like if I was living alone, they would probably never come down. They'd just be up all year. Oh. Like I wouldn't care. Like I don't want them in. I don't want to set them up in July, but I probably would just leave the tree up. Just, I don't care.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's worse.
It might never go up though. That's the thing. So
our tradition is the Saturday night after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We try to set up our tree if we're not traveling.
Which for me
is a lot now. But this year we got it. So the Saturday night after. So that's pretty much the time we start playing Christmas music. But I love Christmas. I am like the Whoville people. So anyone who's like not excited about it, I think they're a Scrooge off the bat.
Yeah.
Like if they're not like, yeah, I love it. It's like, what's wrong with you? So both of you, what's wrong with you?
I do say I grew up in the North. Like I said earlier, I miss the snow, 2 feet of snow. Mm. Like that's Christmas. Like, so I think that's plays into my Grinchness a little bit. Like, I'm like, I need some snow.
But is it really? White Christmas is pretty rare. Even in the North, it's not that common.
When I was growing up, we would have every year.
So are you saying there's global warming?
I'm saying I moved.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know what it's like anymore. I know on the lakeside, like Berrien Springs, across from Chicago, it's still White Christmas almost every year.
Really?
At least when I went to seminary there on the other side of Chicago, or the other side of the lake from Chicago, and we had snow so much. Like you'd have 3-4 feet sometimes of snow. So maybe not every year it snowed like on Christmas, maybe not, but we had some snow.
Yeah. I've never seen one though. I was born and raised in Florida. I did move to Maryland for 2 years, but it didn't snow on Christmas.
But you've been in.
But I also traveled on Christmas. Oh. We always went to go visit family.
Yeah.
They were always down south.
Yeah.
So I've never seen one. I lived in Thailand and then, you know, now here in Georgia, Northern California never snowed. So I've never.
I'll pray for one.
I want to have one. I want to have one. One day I want to go to Colorado or someplace where I know it's going to be and do it.
You should. It's a good. I mean, you've been in snow before. It's not like you. But you haven't done it on Christmas.
But I do want to see it at Christmas and then leave.
then fly out.
Yeah. I'm out.
That's awesome.
Well, cool. Well, hey, that's our Christmas topic this week. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And it goes by fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what is happening right after Christmas?
Ooh, yeah. So we're gonna promote some stuff for us. We don't have anything right after Christmas.
It feels like it though, because it goes by fast.
Yeah. So. Pretty much, late January, so January 30 and 31st, we have what we call Oasis. It's our high school retreat. It's for anyone who doesn't attend one of our academies, because our academies have the opportunity to do a prayer conference. Mm-hmm. But if you are homeschool, if you're public school, and really if you're with an academy and you go to a local church, you can go with them. We allow that as well.
Yeah.
But it's our Georgia Cumberland Conference prayer conference or Bible conference. It's held out at Cahutta and it's a great time. Everyone who goes loves it. And we would love to promote that. If you are a youth, this is for you. If you're high school age, so freshman to senior in high school, this is for you. Come hang out with fellow high schoolers, get into the word a little bit. We do small groups. We do main breakouts. It's a great time out at Cahutta. So if you have the opportunity, please come. If you're a youth or young adult leader, please promote this in your church. The more, the merrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, that will be out at Cahutta and you have to register by January 21. So we have some time to register, but we want to start promoting it. We've sent out some postcards to the churches. So if you're in a church, look for those. We'll also be sending out an email to youth leaders and youth pastors.
And if you graduated public high school or Academy, yeah, and you went to a public university, there's an event in February for you, ACF Ooh. Connect. So if you liked what you went through in Oasis and you missed that and you're in college, check it out. February 20 through 21, you can let us know on our website. We're going to have registrations open for that already. So
February 20 to 21.
Yes. Maybe
Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah. You can spend the night there, but there's nothing on the 22nd. So it does go.
But we do the same thing, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
So ours is the 30th through the 1st. But also, hey, if you've been to Oasis or if you're a young adult, we also look for leaders to help out with small groups.
Yes.
So they actually lead out at Oasis. So if you're a young adult who would like to pour back into some kids,
you don't have
to have gone to public school or homeschool to do that. Yeah. But if you have, that may help. So we're especially looking for maybe one or two more young men who might be willing to help out and be leaders in that.
Awesome. And then we'll talk later about this next month, but Regenerate's coming up. Be praying
Regenerate
for that.
Regenerate will be in March.
Is for young adult and youth. First Sabbath of March every year. So looking forward to that. But let's dive in here. And we want to get to know Jordan, what he's doing. So I'm going to start with a question, and then we have a surprise question.
Let's do the surprise question first.
So this
is for... Tell me when to stop, Jordan. Tell me when to stop.
Stop there.
All right, right here.
He's going through cards. That's what he's doing.
Our normal cards. Yeah. We've read these every week. Oh, this is good. What do you most admire about your parents?
Their work ethic. Oh. They've taught me how to be a good worker and everything I do. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them, mom and dad. So, yeah.
What do they do?
So dad's a manager at a company delivering veggie meats
to
different Adventist.
What's a veggie meat? Yeah. if you're listening to this, you better know because it's probably an Adventist.
If not, Google it. All right.
And so
what company?
Clark Distributing.
And that's where?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Okay, cool.
So he's the manager up there running the place.
And okay.
Then, my mom, she's a nurse over at Advent Health here in Calhoun.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So you saw them growing up, you saw them work. Do you have a big family? Small family? Okay.
Yeah, we've got, I've got three other siblings and then I've got four step siblings.
Okay. Okay. So where do you fall in that?
Well, I'm near the end.
How many siblings?
So three other siblings and then four step siblings.
Four step siblings. That's seven.
Eight.
You that's did that. No, because you, yeah, with yeah. you there, it's
He
eight.
Did that in his yeah. head, guys.
Wow. That
was with some fingers, but he did that.
Yeah. And I did it with my fingers and still got it wrong. But so there's eight of you.
Eight of us, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
We're not all in the house anymore. Most of us have grown up and moved out. So
So were all of you at the house in the house at one point or no?
For a very short time, yes.
How was that?
It was crowded. We lived at GCA, so.
Wow. So that's basically a three or four bedroom house.
How many bedrooms?
It was, we all shared bedrooms for a little bit. Wow. Yeah,
my wife grew up, had a few years like that with eight, and there was three bedrooms.
Oh, wow.
And eight, four girls, four guys, and then the parents' bedroom. It was, yeah. So,
I mean, it's just a party every day, right?
Yeah. Sure.
And you're near the end. You're younger.
Yeah, I'm one of the younger ones. I'm the third, if you include all the step siblings.
Okay.
All right. So were you bossed around a lot?
No, too bad.
Were you dressed up like, you know, like older sisters sometimes dress up their younger brother? No? Okay.
No.
All right.
They left you alone.
That's good. Yeah.
What's the age gap between the oldest and youngest?
The youngest is...
It's more math in his head.
Yeah.
You can just say their age. You don't have to say their ages.
I'm trying to think. I'd probably 8 years or so.
Okay.
Well, that's not bad.
I don't know how old some of the oldest are, so...
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Cool.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I bet there's some great stories there to mine through those.
So you're admired about your parents, their work ethic. That's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you ended up in Calhoun, specifically the church, but also the area. Because you grew up in Nashville or no?
No, I was born here in Calhoun, actually.
All right. You were born in Calhoun?
Yeah, awesome. I was born in Calhoun. I've lived here my whole life.
Nice.
So were you born at the Gordon?
Health, Gordon Hospital, yes.
Wow, that's cool.
But yeah, I grew up.
So that's how you ended up here.
I was born here.
Yeah.
I ending up in the church was actually recently. I transferred to Calhoun recently just because of their young adult ministry. They didn't have anything going on for their young adults, but they had a bunch there. I'd visited a couple times.
So you saw a need or you saw potential?
I saw, I guess, both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was at Adairsville Church and we had a young adult group there, but it wasn't a lot of people there. So I visited Calhoun Church a few times and noticed that they had a lot more young adults and decided that, hey, they need someone to kind of lead them into a group.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. So, go ahead. I'll also give a little history because I was a youth pastor at Calhoun Church.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So when I got there, there wasn't a young adult, but I saw pictures of young adults. And what's interesting about this area, at least in the past, and I think it's starting to change a little bit, but with young adults, we're very close to Southern. Mm-hmm. So when a lot of them go off to college mm-hmm. or maybe another college that's not here, and then they kind of dissipate. And so sometimes there's been like a lot. So about 2 years into my thing, there was a couple of young adults and they started in a young adult group and it went strong, but then they all kind of moved away.
Yeah.
You know how young adults are. But yeah, so Calhoun is one of those interesting, well, I think all churches kind of struggle with this. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I feel like it's awesome to have you around, Jordan. Now I'll explain that here in a little bit as we get to know your story a little bit more, but because young adults, they're just starting their life. Mm-hmm. And so then they'll move or they'll come in. And so it's a very nomadic, can be a very nomadic group, especially for some of our smaller churches in smaller towns. Mm-hmm. So you saw that need, you saw the thing, and then you transferred into Calhoun.
Yeah. And the church there was super open and they were like excited for a young adult group. And I love the support that they give us is amazing. I can't thank them enough for the support that they give us. But yeah, it's really just the need for young adults, but not just to fill a need inside of me, mm-hmm. but to help them out, to get them closer to God as mm-hmm. well.
Mm-hmm. So recently, I went to it maybe a few months ago. You guys had a young adult Sabbath.
Yes.
Tell us about that a little bit, about what that's like. And
It was a lot of fun. I'd never seen it done before. Like, you have Pathfinder Sabbath and Adventure Sabbath. And I participated in those growing up, where the Adventures of the Pathfinders take over the church service. But I'd not seen that with young adults. Yes, young adults can be involved throughout. And growing up in Adventist High School, we were involved in the church a lot too. But as a young adult, I'd never seen young adults take over. So I talked to our pastors, and they gave me a date in July and said, here, y'all have full control of the sermon, all of it. I just organized all of my friends in the young adult group, just asked them, hey, will you teach or will you preach? Will you do music? Will you do a children's story? And it just kind of fell together. It was a blessing for me seeing it all come together mm-hmm. and help plan a church service out. And I think a lot of the people there really enjoyed it. And the young adults too.
It was awesome. I got the privilege to go that Sabbath.
Just
worship with the church and watch what God has led you to do. It's awesome. So just asking them. Yeah.
But they've done more than that too.
Oh yeah.
Cause I think one Sabbath I went, you guys had a music group that sang.
Yes. We that wasn't specifically part of our young adult group, but yes, a few of us young adults have gotten together and done music with the church as well for special mm-hmm. music.
Well, all of you up there were young adults.
Yes.
So, but it wasn't necessarily
a young adult Sabbath specifically. And I think you have to do both. Like, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. I've seen, it's not just like, okay, here's your space, do this on this one Sabbath only. It's being a part of church.
I think young adults like really want to get involved in church. Yeah. And I think some churches are really great at in getting them involved. We mm-hmm. want to be a part. We don't want to be like we're just in the background. We're just there, but not a part of it. We want to feel like we're part of the family as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you need both. You need that maybe a Sabbath. And I would encourage churches listening or people that have even if it's just like, hey, we're going to have prayer for the young adults, like a special high point, like you talked about Pathfinders and other things, do that a special high point, but not just, I think the mistake churches can fall into is like, we did a mm-hmm. check.
Yeah.
Then nothing for we need every Sabbath, something with children, something with youth, something with young adult to be integrated.
Yeah.
Like they're part of a family. Like it's not just one and done. And I think that's what Calhoun does really well from talking to you and talking to other people that are there. Yeah.
Well, yeah. With any ministry, mm-hmm. if you have women's ministry weekend, you're not gonna be like, this is the only time women are involved. Yeah. Right.
But I find that happens with youth and young adults. It happens more
it
than
does. Yeah, for sure. It happens a lot with them.
Yeah.
And so what I'm liking is that I'm seeing that kind of shift. And really it's just, hey, we have these groups and I like the fact you guys have a Sabbath school that you guys do.
Every week we run mm-hmm. Sabbath school right before church. I'm one of the main teachers and then I've got an assistant teacher as well. And he covers for me when I'm not there. But we use the inverse quarterly and we go through it every week and we like it. And we started small. We were with like 5 people, but this last Sabbath we had 14, not including myself.
Awesome.
So it's a huge blessing for me just seeing it grow and a blessing, I think, for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what I love about this is when the church sees good leadership, like mm-hmm. what you've been doing, Jordan, it gives them confidence to be like, oh no, are, oh yes, we need to, yeah, we need more people. We need more of their input.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, the older generations in a good number of churches, I won't say all of them, do desire that input. Mm-hmm. And so I'm loving what I'm seeing, and I thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah. As a young adult, what do you think young adults are, and we kind of already hit a little bit on this, but is there anything more? What do you think young adults are looking for in church today?
Yeah, I think a big part of that's just the family connection, but also like we're not looking for surface level stuff. I've always, at least maybe speaking for myself, but I always want to dig deeper than what some of the surface level teachings may be. Mm-hmm. in Sabbath school or just in the sermon. I've started noticing I pay attention more in church than I did when I was younger. And I'm like, oh, I want to look into that more. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to start doing Bible studies with our young adult group to dive deeper into what the sermon is for the month, mm, or the sermon topic. Yeah. Mm.
So you get that, nice, from the pastors ahead of time, yeah, or whatever, and then you can dive into it. That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Do you feel like they are, I mean, I guess in Calhoun they are, but you know, they're searching for something deeper. I mean, I see this also on college campuses. You know, we've been seeing a lot of, you know, maybe debating or those kind of things. What are some of the challenges that you think when you're ministering to other young adults, what are some of the challenges that you find with them? Because working with your peers, what are some of the challenges you find?
Man, challenges. It's just like we've talked about it a little bit, time and just finding the people too. But mm-hmm, I think there's challenges in just what people want to believe and what they're told by the world. We're mm-hmm, all told that we can fill that void with other things. But mm-hmm, as we're growing older, I've noticed myself that no, you can't fill that void. The only mm-hmm thing that you can fill that void with is your relationship with Jesus.
Awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Another question here for you is there a God moment or a time when you're like this, like God moved, maybe when you're asking those people to get involved? What is there a God moment in your group or in the last year that you can say, this is what God's doing?
Yeah, I'd have to say like in a lot of the plannings, it's just been really, really easy when like talking to our pastors. I just mentioned the idea of, hey, I'd like to do this sometime. And they just looked at their calendar and said, you have this day. That was like no pressure. I didn't have to look at a calendar 100 times with them. It was, they told me, you're doing this day, you've got it. But even just the move into the church, the pastors welcomed us with open arms. And I 100% believe that was a God moment. Just my prayers in, hey, do I need to do this? Is this what you are wanting or calling me to do to run a young adult ministry? Cause mm-hmm, I never thought I'd do this.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
Yeah.
You keep mentioning your pastors,
yes,
and how supportive they are. Let's give a shout out to them. Who yeah are they? Who are yeah your pastors? Yeah. And let's give them a shout out and recognize them for them recognizing.
Pastor Glenn, he's our senior pastor, and Pastor Andreas, our associate pastor. We actually have an intern pastor right now, Pastor Mauricio.
And he's a young adult. He's a young adult too.
Yeah. And just to have all three of them have been super supportive. It's great having a young adult pastor as well to have him join yes us in our group. So they've been wonderful. I cannot thank God more for them.
So it sounds like that support from the pastors has been very important.
Yes. And not just the pastors, the whole church is very supportive, sure, too. Yeah. All of our church members, like after Young Adult Sabbath, getting to sit and talk with a few of them after church, they love seeing the young adults involved. Mm. And I love it too. Yeah. So
when you say you got this started, was it you who initially went to the pastors and said, "Hey, I want to do this?"
At Calhoun, yes. Originally okay getting involved in young adult ministry. I've been doing this for 3 years now. Uh-huh. I started at Adairsville Church, and I didn't ever think I would do it. I just had just graduated from college, mm-hmm, moved back home, and so I didn't have a lot to do. All my friends were boarding mm-hmm students from either GCA or I went to Union in Nebraska, so they were kind of far away. So I just didn't feel like there was a lot to do, so I started finding young adults that I knew or realized they moved back home, started doing little events at home, and it just turned into the church asking me, will you lead Sabbath school?
Nice.
And that's where at first I didn't think I'd do it. I was like, no, right, I don't want to do church ministry, but I love it. It's so much fun.
Yeah. I love that you said it now a couple of times. Like you never thought you'd be here. You never thought you'd do ministry. I think God takes us to a point. I was looking at the woman at the well recently and her story Like, she goes to the well when nobody's around. Like, she's not one that's going to be witnessing to the town or anything. And Jesus, in one conversation, turns her into one that's like, I'm going to go tell everybody about Jesus. Like, I'm going to, and I love that. Like, so a little bit, like, how did you, I mean, you kind of were asked, but you're like, I'm not going to do that. And a lot of pastors I know have that similar testimony of like, that's the last thing I wanted to do was be a pastor. Tell us a little bit about that, how the Holy Spirit convicted you of that.
Yeah, I think getting involved with it more, I was like, yeah, this is great. And I went to the young adult retreat. That was the first year I'd gone. So I talked with Pastor Don about it more, and him and I just chatted a bit about it for a while. And I could tell that there was a calling for me to just fall into that. And it worked out well. I didn't know that I had leadership skills like that. And
it's awesome. So come to the young adult retreat. I like that plug.
Come to the young adult retreat. Yeah, thank you. Here's some takeaways that I'm taking away.
Yeah.
Right. So don't be afraid to go to a church. Yeah. Start going there. If you're a church, be supportive and ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I remember one time as the youth pastor, there was a young adult who's coming to church, and I just asked him, and he said yes. He hadn't been asked by anyone to do anything.
Yep. Yep.
And so that's something that I feel like we don't do enough is just ask. People want to be involved in church.
Yeah, talk to the young adults there. Yeah. I know some of my friends have been in churches where they don't feel like the church wants to talk to them or doesn't treat them like they're part of the family there. But we're just as much as part of the family as everybody else there.
Yeah, and they're just as scared of you as you are of them.
Exactly. That's what
I just want you to know that. so that's a takeaway.
Keep asking too. Find something like if it's a no, keep getting to know them. Keep getting to, like you said, they're both scared of each other. Like I see that. Like, it's on the adult. Whoever and young adults are adults, but like I think it's on the
leaders.
It's on the leaders to come up to the adults, to the young adults or whatever, and approach them, not the other way around.
Here's another takeaway I got though, because I've known you for a while, Jordan, and you didn't know you had this, but something that I saw as well, you know, I know that your father was involved, so there was a lot of modeling from your father and being involved in a church, and so parents out there, if you have young adults or youth. Age, model what you feel like is important, and your family will pick up on it.
Yep.
And so I know that you respect your father and his work. I think he was heavily involved in Pathfinders, heavily involved in church stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's another takeaway that I have is as a church, when we work together, when we mentor our young people, the Lord will call them at the proper time.
I have one final question from my list that I want to throw out here. Where would you like to see Calhoun Young Adult Ministry in a year from now? Like, what's your vision? Or maybe 5 years, if you want. Like, what do you see in the future?
That's a hard question sometimes to think about, just because where we're at now is just a blessing, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And so just further, I don't know, I would say just continuing in learning more about God and diving deeper into our relationship with God, to where even I can take a step back and maybe somebody else fill in that spot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love doing it, and I think it gives me purpose. And that's, which is funny, because we call our group On Purpose.
Mm. Yeah, oh, really? On Purpose. Yeah. Nice.
It's On Purpose, and our tagline is because it. Purpose isn't accidental. We're there for a reason. We're there not on accident. We want to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm. So I can see you training other leaders.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to keep doing what you're doing there, like, we can bring in somebody from, you know, who wants to get started young adult ministry. So if you do contact, you can reach out to us at our office at the young adult page at the GCC website, and we can get you in contact with people who are actually doing it. And we'll have some trainings. We do have trainings throughout the year. We just had one in Greenville. We'll have one here at the office next fall. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for those if you're interested in getting forward. Is there? And I lied. I said that was the last question. I'm going to ask you one more. Is what word of encouragement would you like to offer, like, young adults who may be hearing this and they're like, "There's one young adult and it's me," or there's, you know, just maybe who are discouraged right now with church. What encouragement could you give them?
First thing is just to pray about it. Like, that's the biggest thing, is pray about it. Ask God what his plan for you, and what his plan is for you, because we don't know, and our plan may not match up with his. But even just ask your friends, talk to your friends. You may feel like the only young adult, but you invite people from other churches, from your community, friends you went to school with, if you went to a public school, high school, or college. Just talk to your other friends and young adults in your age.
Yeah.
Do you have any follow-up questions? One more from here.
Let's you want one more from me? One more, no, I got it separate.
Oh, you got a separate question. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
So I want to know what your best and worst Christmas present you ever got.
Ooh. Oh, man.
And best can be just maybe the most memorable.
Yeah, the one I remember the most is when I was younger. I don't remember how old I was. I got a telescope. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Nice.
I looked at the moon a lot with that.
Can I share a random ADHD moment here? So some of you, if you're not listening, I have ADHD, but the telescope thing, I just found this out. I didn't know this, that there's a place in like Texas that's like 200 miles from any town, and he has hundreds of telescopes.
I've seen that.
People send them their telescope, and they have little remote control devices. They can log on from their computer in like New York or Chicago or even here because there's so much light pollution. Uh-huh. They tell them they can control their telescope and get images from their telescope, so they would discover something or whatever, just see the night sky without the light pollution.
Yeah.
He has hundreds. He has like this shed that the roof comes off and hundreds of telescopes. So he rents the space to them with no light pollution. I was like, that's fascinating to me. Like, super that's cool. Could you, Jonathan's looking at me like he doesn't understand what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
it was cool. You have to check it out.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Anyways.
All right.
ADHD. Go ahead.
So best one, telescope, or most memorable, worst one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, as a kid, no kid likes getting clothes. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, yeah, give me pants. It's great.
All right. So. Clothes for a kid is terrible. Yeah. It's like coal. I tell people socks, underwear, and clothes is like coal because, you know, Santa Claus would give you coal for Christmas. Well, it's because it was utilitarian. Because
it could heat your house.
It could heat your house.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So it was practical. Yeah. So any practical gift for a kid is coal.
Well, even for me, I don't want, I'll buy my jeans. I'll take care of that. I don't want jeans.
I mean, to me as a kid, a piece of coal would be much more fun because I could throw it at someone or like draw on the ground, right?
Yeah. Piece of chalk.
Jeff, did you?
Worst?
PG, whichever. Yeah. Best or worst?
Best. Oh man, I'm trying to think. Probably like a PlayStation. I got a PlayStation.
Ooh, okay.
That's like cool. 2 years ago.
All right. Like, 2 years ago. We were gonna say when they were a kid.
Maybe recency bias. Like I don't remember all the Christmas gifts I got. And worst, probably like socks or something like that. I will tell you one I got that I thought was the worst that ended up being not. I got from my grandpa when I was a kid. I was like 12. I don't know. I got fingernail clippers. I was like, really? It's like, you're going to give me fingernail clippers.
That's pretty bad. That's even worse than coal. That's pretty bad.
I still have them. When I got them when I was 12, and they still work like 80%. I would say they're not perfect. But it's like several times when I use them through the year, I'm like, this is my grandpa's gift to me. Like it became cool because I kept them all this year. And like, it was the worst. Yeah, now it's cool. It was the worst back then. Yeah. So my grandpa can't hear this. So he's passed away. So I can say that now.
Nice. I've had a few bests. One that was surprisingly the best is one of those slot car racing things. You know what I'm saying? Like you press the little button and it goes
fly off the track if you go too fast.
Not that exciting. I've had better ones, but that for some reason my parents got it for me. And I was surprised at how cool it was at that time.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't expecting something that cool. So that one was to me stands out as one of the best. Though I did get an NES. That was pretty epic, right?
When you're a kid. The trains, like in the 80s, remember the trains that would go around the track? I got one of those one time. I loved it. Like you said, you were controlling speed and stuff. Yeah.
The worst, I have a Christmas story about getting a really worst Christmas, but really the worst one was really not that long ago. We didn't do stockings when I grew up, but my in-laws do stockings. So we went, they did stockings. They do that Christmas morning. And in my stocking, my mother-in-law gave me coupons. coupons. It's not even a gift.
You still got to go spend money.
It's
a few cents.
50 cents off of this. I looked at it and I was like, coupons?
Have you told her this, by the way?
Oh, no, yeah. We talk about it all the time. It's like, still a joke. I was like, I got coupons.
Were you dating or married?
We're married at the time. I just couldn't believe I got
coupons. I was like, maybe coupons. If you were dating, that was like a subtle hint. Like,
No,
hilarious.
It was pretty nuts. All right, that was it.
So,
well, hey, we want to thank you for listening to the Young Echo podcast as we echo what's happening in our conference.
Yep, and thank you to Jordan for coming on and continue doing what you're doing and continue following where God leads, even if you don't see the future. I love it.
And you are inspiring us
yes.
and you're inspiring other young adults. Do you mind if we have a word of prayer for you and your ministry? Let's pray. Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much, most of all, for the gift of Jesus, his grace and his mercy and all that he has supplied for us. But Lord, we also want to thank you for the youth and young adults of this conference. We especially want to pray for Jordan and thank you for the calling that you have put upon his heart here at the Calhoun Church. And Lord, we thank you for the ministry that he's doing here. We want to pray an extra blessing upon him as he serves you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be poured out through him and that through his ministry, other young adults and youth will be drawn to Jesus and drawn to his kingdom. We pray for protection for him and his family. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And again, thanks, Jordan. You'll hear from us next year. So happy new year, yeah, as well as Merry Christmas.
That's right.
And this is PG signing off.
And this is PJ. I'm out.